Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Chinese President Xi Jinping said today they are looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two countries. After the two held a short meeting in Beijing, Tillerson said the U.S. is looking forward to a first-ever meeting between Xi and President Trump, an apparent reference to unconfirmed reports of plans for Mr. Trump and Mr. Xi to meet in Florida next month. Xi reiterated comments from his phone conversation with President Trump last month when the two leaders agreed to further U.S.-China cooperation. North Korea's news agencies say they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine today. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the test was successful, and he emphasized that the world will see more of this soon. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held in place on the ground, not powering a missile. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed the attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head. I am here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be deaths."
On sait très bien que ça correspond à des mots d'ordre qui sont largement diffusés dans le cadre des organisations terroristes djihadistes.
Paris prosecutor François Molin said it was a terrorist attack by all indications. The attacker was shot and killed by other soldiers. Molin said three people were being held in police custody. He said the attackers and the choice of the target and the evidence indicates an investigation. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister has accused the Scottish National Party of using Brexit as a pretext to engineer a second independence referendum, calling the party divisive in its obsessive nationalism. Theresa May made the remarks at the Conservative Party's Spring Forum in Cardiff, where she said a second Scottish referendum would be bad for us all.
The SNP argue that we should break up the UK because we are leaving the EU. But 3 years ago, they campaigned for a result that would have taken Scotland out of the EU altogether. They're happy to see power rest in Brussels, but if those powers come back to London, they want them given to Edinburgh so they can try and give them back to Brussels.
The UK as a whole decided in June in a referendum to leave the EU, but Scots in that ballot voted 62-38 to remain in the European Union. Despite a week of pushbacks from Republican lawmakers, the White House has doubled down on President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama secretly wiretapped his phones in New York's Trump Tower. We get more now from VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Plenty of questions, but not enough answers, as the House Intelligence Committee prepares to take on President Trump's claims in public. Members of the president's own party joined Democrats in saying they have no evidence of Trump's Twitter claims. The heads of the House Intelligence Committee got bipartisan support from their Senate colleagues just a day after Republican Senator Lindsey Graham demanded answers on those claims from the FBI.
Was there a warrant issued by any court anywhere in the United States allowing the surveillance of the Trump campaign?
And while the FBI promised senators a classified briefing, Director James Comey will face those tough questions in public Monday. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
U.S. Secret Service has heightened security efforts after a motorist drove a car up to the White House checkpoint, claimed to have a bomb. Officials say the driver was immediately arrested and the vehicle was seized. It was not immediately clear whether there was a bomb in the car. President Trump was not at the White House at the time. One of the kings of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died at age 90. The legendary African-American musician, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, gave his first performance in high school and since then pioneered a musical form that has become synonymous with American music. Johnny B. Goode, Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, and Sweet Little 16 were among his many hits. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.